More Music Radio Pod at Skid Row.LA. More Music Radio Pod.
I want you motherfuckers to see something. You know what this is? This is the handle to my fucking 2-ton jack. Solid fucking steel. You know why it's up front in the front seat and not in the back where my jack is? Because if you fuck with me, you're gonna get it to the fucking head. That's why. That's why you fucking pussies don't fuck with people in real life. You have to fuck with people on the internet because we'll fucking take you out. Because if you dared to fucking come up to me in person, in real life, and fucking say shit to my face, this is what you're gonna get. I'm gonna hop out of the fucking van with this in my hand, and I'm gonna fucking hit you in the head as hard as I fucking can and fucking crack your skull open and have your brains laying on the fucking ground, motherfuckers. So yeah, fuck with me. Come find me. Y'all know I'm in Morgantown, West Virginia. Yeah, you fucking fat ass motherfucker. I don't care if you're a fucking lawyer. I bet you can't even fucking breathe outside your fucking office, you fucking 500, 600 pound motherfucker. Better fucking thank God I fucking moved back home. Zara would... right in your fucking skull. On here? You fucking pussies. Actually fucking whine about me quitting the game that you fucking bullied me off of. You fucking attack me, you bully me off the game, then it's wah, boo-hoo, she just deleted her account. Wah. You're such a fucking pussy-ass motherfucker. You're actually complaining that the person you bullied left so that you don't have anyone left to bully. Oh, boo-hoo, where the fuck am I gonna find another street kid to make fun of? You know, why don't you go, whatever fucking city you're in, go to your fucking ghetto. Yeah. You're not gonna go to the ghetto and find someone from the streets to fuck with. Because you're a fucking pussy-ass pansy. You know? You fucking pussy. Fucking faggot John LeHume. Or whatever the fuck your fucking faggot-ass name is. Fuck you too, you piece of shit. I'll fucking bust your fucking head open. You better fucking pray that I never fucking cross your path. That's why you motherfuckers fuck with people on the internet, because you know that fucking with people in real life is dangerous. You know that there's real motherfuckers out there like me who keep this on hand, who don't fucking take your shit. And this is for everyone who fucking wants to see moves. Take the first shot if you fucking dare, because that's what I fucking learned in ninjutsu. Block. Or I can go lower. Right to the fucking balls. Thing, I'm short. I can get low to the ground, and you can't fucking hit me. Wanna try it? Bring it, motherfuckers. Bring it. You see my house? You see where I fucking live? Bring it. Man, I wish I fucking had something to hit. Oh, fucking
hell. Listen, man, listen. Tulsa Skull Swingers are one of Lightning's favorite local bands for many years, goddammit. And it's a really indeed a pleasure to be back together with him on the stage again. Excuse me, Wilbur, thank you. Sometimes you just gotta do a song about consensual rape.
Yeah. back to L.A. And we're going to have a good time tonight, no matter what. Yeah!
We'll do it live.
Okay. Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
Everybody, it's the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la and skidrowstudios.com. All right. Woo.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We're here. It's a special night tonight because we have our old friend. And I don't mean like old as in like age-wise. I'm saying like, you know, we go back.
Well, you know,
I mean?
I'm not trying to say anything. Chicken, goddammit.
Well, I'm not trying to say you have like a, you know, like a 14-year-old son that's... You know, you said he's almost surpassing you.
He's 15, actually.
15? Wow.
15, yeah.
That's wild, man.
Okay.
Pretty crazy. So, Lightning Woodcock is here in
Shazam,
studio.
Shazam, goddamn. Right. It's great to be back. Thank you all for inviting me. You had me in the beginning of the year, and it's good to come back around full circle to be here back at the end with you.
Excuse me. I should have pushed my cough button. You were telling me that you got a little bit too stoned today at practice. I think that's kind of the problem right now. I think we're both kind of like, I think we might have had a little bit too much herbal.
What's the problem, goddammit? I think it's perfect.
It's going to be fun because Lightning's here and you have some new stuff that we're going to hear. You have a single, right?
As a matter of fact, I do. Mm-hmm. Lightning just put out a brand new single this week, goddammit, a couple days ago, Tuesday. Why do records always come out on Tuesday?
I don't know. Maybe, I never noticed that.
Maybe because Monday's bad luck or some shit.
Yeah. What cool things happen on Mondays? Is there anything like... Well, because movies come out on Friday, right?
Yeah.
So like Mondays, what's Monday?
Nothing,
Monday is like
man.
You got to chill out because Sunday you're all getting all crazy in church and stuff, you know? And you got to kind of calm down on Monday and like kind of ease back into regular normal life, you know?
Right, yeah.
Splashing yourself with water and stuff, you know?
Yeah, pardon me. Lightning's trying to tweet. Goddamn it!
Yeah. Lightning's.
I'm running behind, just like you.
But you have your laptop out right now.
As a matter of fact,
yeah,
it's out.
So but how is it? How is it? I mean, because I always say that I
don't want to sit on this motherfucker. You know, I came here to be with you, not connected to this.
No, it's cool.
Thing,
I'm looking at some porns right now on the internet.
Oh, is that right?
But if anybody wants to call in and talk to Lightning Woodcock. Call 800-893-9562. We're going to have some fun tonight. We're going to play some songs. We're going to hear your new single. You got a Christmas song too, right?
As a matter of fact, there's a Christmas song too. Yeah. Oh, goddamn.
It is Christmas time. Do you feel the holidays season?
I feel it. I feel it in places that I don't want to feel it. I tell you that. Before we go any further, I wanted, because I know some people go, these motherfuckers are stoned. I'm going to tune out. I got to promote shit real quick. Yeah, we got a single.
Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, this weekend, got a show tomorrow.
Hang on with us.
In the San Fernando Valley at Maui's Sugar Mill Saloon.
Mm-hmm.
And also Saturday, we're playing at the Three Clubs with Masters of Reality.
Oh,
it's
a
release party for both of us. So anyways, I just wanted to get that out of the way before we lose, you know.
Yeah, before you go.
The people, they got no patience for the stoners
just
on
just hang in there because we're going to hear some cool stuff. And in fact, why don't we jump into it? We got a couple of songs that we're going to play. And we'll be back with Lightning Woodcock on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Oh, killer. Thank you.
On News Channel 2 on Fox.
I'm Don Schiffman. Coming up next, a devastating fire in East Utica. Now three business owners are left trying to decide if they'll rebuild. Matt?
It looks like our weather will get warmer over the next couple of days, but we have to go through a few snow showers first. Your complete forecast, all today's news, straight ahead in the Fox Live and News. Fucking mother whore. Shit!
The More Music Radio Pod.
Broadcasting international from downtown Los Angeles.
On Skid Row.
This is Scott Rodarte from the band Olean, and you are listening to the More Music Radio Pod on fucking skidrow.la.
Back to the More Music Radio Pod. Call us at 800-893-9562. All right. Cool.
Yeah.
We're here with Lightning Woodcock. Good to see you, man.
And Lightning's here with Vince and Bonnie, goddammit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Bonnie from formerly of the band Bloodhook, which we play a lot here on the More Music Radio Pod, but I don't know if we're going to be able to play them anymore. Kind of weird.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we'll talk about that afterwards, but I just want to say hello to Lightning, because the last time I saw you was at Skid Row Studios.
Oh, yeah, at the party, goddamn.
Skid Row Studios party.
Yeah, I've crashed house. That party. Lightning just barged in, and then I found out I was invited. Jeremy after the fact, I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
A tail between my legs kind of moment, but
oh, really?
I got high as hell at that
so
party.
So Jeremy did invite you. You did invite him, right, Jeremy?
He claims he did. I didn't go and verify, but, you know, I believed him.
Some people think that on Facebook counts. You know, some
right.
people it's, are not on Facebook all the time.
It's not the same as getting a text message.
Yeah, send them a text or something. Do you have Jeremy's or Jeremy? Do you have Lightning's phone
does.
Number? You could text him.
Yeah, he's got my number. You know.
Yeah. When's your birthday, Lightning?
September 30. Goddammit.
Did you text Lightning for his birthday on September 30th?
No, I don't think I did.
No, I didn't either. Actually.
Yeah.
But what I did do is I did put
I
like
remember.
A cool. Chuck Norris birthday cake on your
you did.
Computer.
Yeah, on that thing.
Wow. On that thing in the computer.
You know, the thing we were just bitching about.
Yeah, Facebook.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, that if the text would have came in, I would have been all like, damn it, why is he texting me?
Fake book. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, people don't like to talk on the phone anymore. You ever notice that?
I notice that every goddamn day.
I fucking hate that.
Yeah, it's not
it's
cool.
It's insulting to me, too, because sometimes I'll call people. And I'll be like, you know, get their voicemail. And I don't like to leave a voicemail because I think my voice sounds stupid and I don't want it, like, recorded so, you know, people could play it back to their friends and be like, listen to this guy. He sounds stupid. Look at this. This is his voice.
This you know, cocksuck.
I guess having a radio show doesn't help that, you know, because you could, you know, download the podcast and play for your friends and make fun of me if you want. But, yeah, but I
yeah,
noticed
it'd be
people,
good if you get somebody to answer a goddamn phone call every once in a while,
yeah,
you know. I know how it goes.
Some people like, and then they'll go like, oh, sorry, I'd rather text or something, you know. So they're there, their phone rings. They even let it ring to the full voicemail ring. So that way to trick you to make it seem like, oh, I wasn't at my phone, they'll let it ring. But I've seen people like look at it and look at their phone when it rings and they don't want to pick up the phone. Like, why have the phone feature? Just have email and text phones, right?
That's
Let's get
right.
rid of phones. Let's not talk on
yeah.
the phone.
No, I noticed, man, it seems like the more people get you know, up each other's asses via technology, the more that we repel each other. And
yeah.
you know, eventually it's like we're integrated, yeah. isolated more and more.
Got to deal with it. Hey, I don't want to talk to everybody either, okay? But you got to deal with it. You got to run into people and you got to be like, oh, hey, what's up, huh? Oh, cool. Yeah, good to see you, man. Yeah. Good, you know? And then there's sometimes people don't even really want to see you. I get that a lot. People are just like, you know what? Or they'll pretend that they don't see me there, you know?
Yeah, and it wasn't like that at that party, though. You all gave me a real warm welcome.
Yeah, that was fun, man.
Yeah.
And then we were talking, and then somebody slipped you some mushrooms. How was that?
It was pretty a nice surprise. You know, it wasn't like a real substantial amount. It was just one little shroom. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, medium-sized shroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it made the walk home
like
interesting.
Party.
But yeah, I not like to the point of visual. I was just high as shit. But I wasn't like getting philosophical or hallucinating or nothing fun like that, you know. But it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You also did acid the first time you were here on the More Music Radio Pod.
Well, theoretically, Lightning attempted to do acid, but what Lightning did was, unfortunately, it was what somebody up in the park up in Haight Street sold me. It was just a piece of paper.
It was phony.
Yeah. It was counterfeit. It's
How phony. Much was that little corner piece of paper?
$5 or $6. Lightning can't remember.
Man, imagine like if he had, first of all, imagine if he, like how many like were on a sheet of paper. And imagine if you had a whole stack of those papers and how long it would take to cut out fake acid things.
Yeah. You know, it didn't look like there was a whole lot of work put into this thing. You know, it was pretty simple. It's not like running off dollar bills or nothing.
Man.
But hell, it's better than, you know, somebody offered Lightning acid at like 25, 30 bucks a hit or something a while back. It's like, hey, no, go fuck yourself. Just on principle, you know. Eat a dick.
You can't find acid anymore because it's a felony to have it, right?
Yeah, it's hard
to
find.
Like attempted murder or some shit like that?
I have no idea what, you know, what the penalty is, but yeah. I don't want to find out.
It's like attempted murder and exposing yourself, like that same kind of level of trouble.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh.
So, anyway, we're here. You have your guitar out. I mean, we're going to hear some songs in a little bit.
Yeah,
right?
In a bit.
So,
you know, it's kind of distracting having it on. I want to get rid of this time, motherfucker for now.
The last time we talked... You were talking about hanging them up, man.
And yeah, I never was going to hang up the guitars.
I don't
you
know. No, well, you not were saying like, well, you know. As,
you know, that was the furthest from my intention ever.
You were feeling like how I was, too.
Maybe it's time to get into something new is what I was thinking.
Oh,
you know?
Really?
Yeah.
But, you know, you got the new single out. I mean, I think there's
exactly. I did actually move into something new. I moved into a beautiful situation. Mm-hmm. Putting out a record, a full-length record on a label. Mm-hmm. Somebody else actually doing it for Lightning this time instead of Lightning doing it all myself.
Oh, isn't that great when someone else like has interest and then they help you out with it and they do it?
Yeah, well, Lightning never knew what I felt like, you know? So finding out now and it feels pretty good. And the stuff that's coming out is very satisfying.
What's the record label it's going to be on?
It's coming out on Suicide King Records.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool. And are they new label or?
Yeah, relatively new. You know, they put out a compilation last year of bands that were recorded at Downtown Sound right around the corner here, which is no more. Downtown Sound is...
Oh, what happened?
It's kaput. Well, Phil Raves moved back up to Washington and Ian Down opened up a studio.
He didn't like
in
L.A.?
Hollywood. Well, he loved L.A.
So what happened? So, I mean, if you love a place, then why would you leave it? What happened? Something happened, huh?
Yeah, his family was up in Washington. His wife, actually, was up in Washington. So he came down here, you know.
Oh, okay.
So
I guess he misses his family and should go with his family or something. Why don't you bring the family down here?
I don't know the answer to that question.
We should call him up.
We could. I think I got his number.
Or he could call 800-893-9562 and call and talk to Lightning.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the last time we talked, we were like both of us were kind of like bummed out, you know what I mean? Cuz like we'd like lost members or my band the Mormons lost we lost Dan, Bonnie. Dan like quit and stuff and
sucks.
Bonnie was in a band called Bloodhook and we met from sharing our lockout for like a couple years, right?
Oh yes.
And so Dan, you remember Dan, right? Little guy, whatever.
Dan.
Cool dude, yeah, you know, he played drums good and stuff, you know, whatever, had nice things to say about everybody. And funny guy, great guy. He used to be co-host on this show, the More Music Radio Pod.
Yeah.
And but I don't know, like he's like on his own adventure right now, you know. So like, you know, we're kind of bummed out and stuff. It sucks when you don't have like your band going. Like if you're addicted to playing music, like you want your band to play. Like you know what it feels like to not like be able to play shows and stuff. And
oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like
oh yeah, it's frustrating.
Our last show was like on September 15th, I think. And that was a fun show, but I mean, yeah, it's already been like a couple months and stuff. And everybody's kind of like gone off to their own, you know, doing their own thing, you know. And like we're just barely getting back together and like starting to, you know, work some stuff out. And like, I don't want to like say for sure, but we might be playing soon. We're working on a drummer possibility. So like if that works out, then you'll see us next month, hopefully. Hopefully with the Bad Town Boys. We'll be able to make that show with the Bad Town Boys at Weber's on the 19th of January. We'll see. If we can get our drummer, the guy we got to play drums, if we can get it sounding good, we're going to come back. So,
Very good.
I'm glad to see that you're back and playing too, because you said that you're playing show this Saturday, right?
This Saturday and Friday, yeah. Yeah. Now, shout out, by the way, to Giz from Bad Town Boys. He said hi.
Yeah, he's
say hi back.
He's at the No Effects show. He said that he would call in, but you know he's gonna go check out this band called No Effects. Have you guys heard of them?
Absolutely.
They're pretty. I heard they like play like punk style, like punk rock style songs and stuff.
Yes, cool. I think they call it punk rock music.
I want to be punk rock one day. I don't know about you guys, but one of these days I'm gonna be pretty punk.
Kind of always didn't want to. Yeah.
But you are punk rock though. You're the filthy punk rock blues man.
Self-proclaimed punk rock blues man. That's right. God damn it. I'm self-proclaimed semi-legendary, and then other people turn around and call me a legend. So I like that.
So who do you got playing with you on the 15th? You got the drummer situated and a bass, or are you just doing a solo thing?
No, Lightning tries to do solo shit as seldom as possible. Mm-hmm. As seldom as possible, you know.
Why? You don't like it?
I can't stand it.
It's just better with a band behind you, right?
Yeah. Some people dig it. You know, some people are just into that shit. If I was in a bar or a club or something and somebody gets up on an acoustic guitar, I'm most inclined to leave the motherfucking venue.
Yeah, or take a shit or something, or do something that's going to, you know, take 20 minutes.
Yeah, it doesn't entertain Lightning to play like that, so.
You know. I mean, I like it. I mean, you're going to play some songs that style tonight. So
I will, yeah.
You know, let's not shoot it down just yet because I want everybody who's listening now, all like, you know, 10,000 people listening, you know, to stick around because we're going to have some good shit, right?
I hope, you know, we'll know in a little while. Within the next 2 hours, we'll know if it was good shit or not.
Yeah, man. So tell me about the recording. When is it going to come out, the full length? Because you kind of like snuck out like a couple of songs that we're going to hear in a couple seconds. We're going to hear, what is that? Jesus Help Me, right?
Jesus Help Me, yeah.
I was one of the lucky ones that get to hear it, you know, kind of early, you know, so.
Yes.
But you guys, but, you know, I got it kind of hooked up, so, which I appreciate, you know.
Well, it's because you're the motherfucking man. God
thanks,
damn it.
Man. Thanks, dude.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for...
So we're gonna hear that song, and it's kind of like the B side is a Christmas song, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Is this your first Christmas song?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Except for the ones that we used to make up when we were in like ninth grade, you know, like come on the world and
just kind of switch the lyrics.
God blow ye merry gentlemen and stuff like that. You know, we used to make up those songs.
Maybe you should play that. You want to play that live or something? Do you remember it? I mean, it was back in ninth grade, you know.
I'm not into Christmas carols, not even fake ones, you know.
But I like this Christmas song I heard. I mean, I heard it today. You sent it to me today. It's a good one, though.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to do a Christmas song, though. It's like, what are you going to write about, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, you write about what you know.
Are you excited for Christmas? Do you like the holidays?
No.
No?
Can't stand them.
Did something bad happen, like, during the holiday season? Because, you know, like...
Yeah, you know, I mean...
A lot of people commit suicide around this time of year. Like, there's a lot of depression going on around this time. And if you're sitting there, you know, in front of your computer or, you know, on your smartphone listening to this... and you're just like about to end it, please call 800-893-9562 and like say your final words here on the show. I would like to hear what you got to say before you blow your brains out.
Whoa.
So you don't like Christmas?
Nah, ain't much for holidays in general, you know.
No. What's your favorite holiday, Halloween?
Lightning's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
September 30th.
September 30th,
I'm going to send you a text, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you a personal text. Well, cool, man. You want to let's play these songs, and then when we get back, maybe we can hear like a couple of live songs.
Absolutely.
You know, we got some treats coming up tonight.
Yeah.
So anybody listening out there, you want to call up and talk to us, 800-893-9562, and we'll be back with Lightning Woodcock.
What are you fixing to play here?
We're going to hear Jesus Help Me.
Right on.
And then we're going to hear some Leaking Pigs. So.
Oh. Leaking Pigs, Lightning's boy, huh?
Yeah, so check it out. We'll be right back on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Out of sight.
Yo, I'm telling you something right now. I'm upset and aggravated. Do y'all hear my grandson? He's been in his room for 2 days raving and ranting because his account has been hacked. Do you hear? This is not right, and I'm calling the internet police or somebody, the police department. Quit! See what he's doing? And I'm sick of listening to this. What have y'all done to my grandson?
Anyway.
Shut up! Y'all are driving me crazy. This internet stuff is driving me crazy. Listen to my grandson cry.
Y'all need to give his account back, and y'all need to quit trolling my grandson. Quit trolling him, I tell you. Quit it!
Motherfucker! You are listening to the More Music Radio Portal from Skid Row Studio in downtown Los Angeles, California. At skidrow.la.
Satan. Satan. When I die, hell will be waiting. Jesus, help me, Jesus. I sold my soul to Satan. I got down on my knees in front of hussies and I hate them. Jesus, help me, Jesus. Have mercy on me, Jesus. Jesus, help me, Jesus. I sold my soul to Satan.
All right. This is Karen Centerfold. the perfect 44 double D 2636. You're listening to the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la.
Yeah, Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We are here with Lightning Woodcock. All right.
Oh, hell yeah.
Let's wake up, everybody. All right. Yeah. We're awake now. We're talking about how we sounded like, you said we sound like a college radio station.
Yeah, right? It's totally college
radio,
you know.
We sound like fucking pussies, all fucking sleepy from our fucking day jobs.
Yeah.
What a fucking couple fucking pussies, man. Let's wake up. Am I right?
I'm feeling good, goddamn.
Hell yeah, man. Shit. We just did some drugs right now? Fuck, yeah, man. We're having a fucking party tonight.
The antidote to being too high was getting higher, so we'll see what happens.
Hell yeah. We're chopping up lines and shit. We're gonna get the tinfoil out. We're gonna get the tinfoil out, and we're gonna put the lighter underneath the tinfoil, and we're gonna make the smoke come out of the tinfoil, and we're gonna huff.
I got actually for real, you know. I'm gonna tell you that's fine. I got no judge. I won't judge you, Vince. But my days of chopping lines and free base and narcotics are kind of behind me for now.
It's a party. It's the holidays, like you said.
The holidays. I got some Salvia Divinorum in my briefcase. You want to puff on some of that and see
some
what happens?
Salvia? Oh shit.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I do have to go to work tomorrow. I mean,
you'll be fine. You'll be fine in 20 minutes.
I don't know, man.
It's just going to be 20 minutes.
You're wild, man. You're wild. I mean, shit. Some of us got to go to work tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? All right, man. So we're going to hear some tunes from Lightning Woodcock.
Is that coming through?
To see you again, man. I really appreciate you coming down. I love it when you come down. After this, let's talk about some pussy. I mean, we always enjoy the last time. Every time we talk, I notice there's a pattern. We talk about pussy and different techniques of pleasing the pussy. And maybe we can talk about that.
But I notice a pattern too. You know, every time Lightning wants to come in and promote shit, and the conversation end up getting turned around to pussy and shit.
Yeah,
I notice that every time Lightning comes here, and I forget that when I come in here.
Right,
I'm thinking, oh, I got this, I got to talk about, I got that. That's you know, I'm trying to get that shit out of the beginning, all tastelessly and shit.
And
you
then
know,
sometimes it gets like a guy will call in and like start masturbating on the phone.
That's right.
Know? And then it gets kind of weird.
That's happened here, too.
You notice, yeah.
Does that happen every week? Would you go on?
Not every week. I mean, there's some weeks where, you know, not that many people masturbating call in. So.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. So, anyway, let me shut my yap, because I want to hear some Lightning Woodcock music. I'm on this radio pod. Lightning Woodcock, all right.
Thank you. I guess I'm going to, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to play. I think I'm going to do one that we just recorded with Bill Bateman. You know, we worked with two different drummers on this record. We got a series of songs that we did with Johnny Lord, who's the new bad motherfucker. He's been around with us since June, you know.
Oh, cool.
And then we've had Bill Bateman from the Blasters jump on board for a number of shows, too.
Wow. Yeah.
So we actually recorded with both of them, you know. When we had the studio time available to us, Johnny Lord was actually out of town. So I called on Bill Bateman to say, hey, can you come do some brand new shit with us? And he stepped right in, and
wow,
this is one of those
man.
Songs. This is called it's called Skills. Spent all my money on drugs. sugarcoat it for you. I try to win it back at gambling and cheating. Now lightning's beat up and broke. Beat up and broke. Disgrace. Skills to pay the bills, goddammit.
All right, man. Got the skills to pay the bills, man.
Yeah. That's a new one.
Damn, man.
I was trying to come in with new shit for y'all, you know?
I know, man. That's what I love about you, man. You're always coming up with stuff, you know? There's always something new with Lightning Woodcock, and I love to have you here, and I just love you, man.
Thank you. I know one of the songs that Lightning did.
I know I'm drunk, man. I know.
Yeah, I know. It's the beer talking. It's cool. And the whiskey, dude.
The emotion is there, though. The emotion is real. It's floating on top of the whiskey now. It's floating up to the top, and it's the same emotion there, and I love you, and I love your music, and it's good to see you.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
And I have a lot of respect for you too, because I mean, you've been around for a long time, and you know, both our things have been around for a long time. You know, I'm not talking about our penises. I'm talking about our bands. You know,
that's right.
It's an extension of our penises, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah, absolutely. How long has the Mormons been around, precisely?
14 years.
14.
Going on 15. It'll be 15 next August. Yeah, that's exactly the sentiment that I have too.
Yeah,
you know,
it's going to be 15 next August.
Yeah.
So y'all bet. Oh, okay. Yeah. So
we're going to have our quinceañera pretty soon.
Yeah, so that's going to be fun.
Happen. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. Lightning wants to play that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you promise?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Let's do it. And let's play some shows, man. Like I said, you know, the Mormons are probably going to be coming back pretty soon. Everything feels kind of good. I know. I got a good outlook on it. And, you know, a lot of good stuff is happening.
Right.
Yeah. You are like a 21st century digital person.
It's horseshit. You know, that was Ian, the producer, texting me, going, what's that number you texted me? And it's like, it's the goddamn show, man.
Yeah,
he was supposed to come
show.
In.
Yeah.
He was supposed to come in, you know, but his
Do you want to call him? We can call him. We can bug him.
Oh,
if
yeah.
If you get the number to Nick, we'll just fucking call that guy, you know, because you said, well, who was supposed to come in with you tonight?
Ian Down, who just texted me saying, what's that number? So,
the Suicide King Records guy?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's call him up. If you want to give the number to Nick, I'm going to write it down or something. In the meantime, you got another song? I mean, that sounded great, man. What are you going to play for us?
Is it okay if Lightning plays a Frank Zappa song, goddammit?
Yeah, go for it. Why not?
All right. I ain't getting paid here. So y'all go get whacked with some kind of fucking BMI shit or something. I don't know, you know.
You want to write down the number for, we're going to call him up on the phone.
Ian. I think he's going to call.
Ian, call up. 800-893-9562. We're waiting for your call.
That's right, Ian.
Please call us up.
Come Ian on, down. Man.
Ian, call up, man. Nobody's calling the fucking show tonight. Call up, motherfucker. Ian,
yeah.
Call us, all right? It sounds better when people call. It sounds like, you know, people are listening. When people call up the show, it's like, wow, these people are, like,
Hello?
Interested in this, you know? Is that Ian?
I don't know. Hey, Ian.
Can you put him on speakerphone?
I don't know if I can put him on speaker. Do you want to call in on the show? We're live right now, goddammit.
Ian, call up. 800-893-9562.
Oh, you're on hold? Oh, okay. He's on hold, goddammit.
He's on
We're
hold,
like double
right?
tag teaming. I'll let you go,
no,
goddammit.
No, he's not. They said he's not on hold.
Oh, he's Ian. Not on hold. They're shaking their heads.
Ian! Ian!
All right, Ian. Well, we hope to hear from you.
Call up, Ian.
They want to talk to you.
Ian. Yeah, Ian, call up, man.
All right.
Yeah, all right. That was him, though, right?
He's not going to hear. He's in rehearsal right now. It's not like he's not at home online listening. Uh-huh.
What's his band? Is that Ian? Is
White he a Flag Down number? Is the name of his band. Say what?
All right. It looks like we got a call. Caller, you are on the air with Lightning Woodcock on the More Music Radio Pod. What's going on? Are you there? Caller. Hey, caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what's going on? Who am I speaking to? Welcome to the More Music Radio Pod, first off.
Yeah, thanks, man. My name's Ian Down. I'm producer of Lightning Woodcock.
All right. Hey. Yeah. Woo. We browbeat you into calling up, man. I'm glad. It's good. It's good that you could call up, man. It's cool.
Yeah, I wish I could be there.
Yeah, me too, Ian.
Yeah, what happened, man? What's your excuse? Don't tell us traffic, because we're talking about we hate that excuse.
No, I'm born and raised in this town, man, so I never use that as an excuse.
They're better excuses, right?
Yeah. My excuse is, man, I had to pay attention to my band. I had to practice and rehearse.
Oh, cool. What's your band?
I play in a band called White Flag Down.
Oh, cool. All right.
Yeah, I heard you guys. We're gonna have to
come on and fucking play a couple songs, man. That's what we do here on the More Music Radio Pod, and you're always welcome to come up. Just give me a call. Shoot me an email. We'll hook it up.
Sounds good, man. Are you guys playing some Lightning Woodcock over there?
Yeah, man. Lightning just played. What is it?
I just did a live solo version of Skills to Pay the Bills, Ian, you know.
Skills to Pay the Bills. And that's coming out on the new recording on Suicide King Records, right?
That's correct. God damn it.
That's right, man. He's a bad motherfucker. Am I right?
Yeah, hell yeah, man. So, like, how does it feel to have Lightning Woodcock on your label? I wanted to have him on our label, More Music, but I always just say I'm going to do stuff, and I never follow through, Ian. I just, like, you know, I'm like a dreamer, you know? I'll say, like, cool stuff I want to do. I never follow through. And I think, yeah, like, on our label, More Music, I want to have Lightning Woodcock. I want to have Manhattan Murder Mystery. But Lightning Woodcock got swooped up by Suicide King Records. And I'm happy because Lightning with us, we wouldn't even have a record coming out. We'd be, like, scrambling at the last minute and it'd come out like shit. Hey, so when is it coming out, man? I want to know when that shit hits the streets or when it drops. That's how we say it, right? When that shit drop. When that shit drop, Ian?
I think it's going to come out on. It's going to come out next year. Next year, early next year.
All right, man.
It's going to be coming soon. You can, as you know, he probably already told you. You can check his stuff out.
Hell yeah, man! We just heard Jesus Help Me. Was that right?
Hell yeah.
I mean, whose idea was it to bring whiskey? Oh, I brought it. Okay, it's my idea. Sorry. But yeah, man, I love it. I like those songs, man. The recordings sound good. I can't wait to hear the rest.
Awesome, man. Thank you for the love, man. Take a shot for me. I want to hear it.
Shit, you know, I wish I had some sound effects, man. Hold on. Let me see if I got sound effects. I already took it. I have to, like, cut myself down, you know what I mean? I have to, or cut it, like, you know. I have to, like, control my consumption of alcohol, you know.
I understand.
I am a diabetic, you know. True. Don't laugh. It's not funny. You know. I don't know. I don't have that many sound effects, man. Here, hold on. Let me try a sound effect. Hold on. Like, this is a sound effect that I was using recently.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what that is.
It
did sound like a duck, huh? We played a game to guess that sound. You want to guess that sound? This was the sound. Listen. Do you know what that sound is? Why do I get a big bang out of this fucking game? This has been the game, and I only play this sound, and I try to get people to guess what this sound is. Let's try to get it again. Hold on. We're having fun before we hear the next song from Lightning Woodcock.
It sounds like a real quick blast from the Muddy Butt Faucet.
You are right. You are right. All right, man. That was good, man.
Thank you, goddammit.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
You know your sounds. You know your sounds. You're going to win something. I don't know. Tell me something you like.
You might have taken that sound off my SoundCloud page for all I know, you know. I got that shit up there if you want to hear it. All kinds of diarrhea, explosion recordings, really? You know. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Shoot.
Oh, yeah. Send all kinds. I mean, you know.
That's the kind of stuff that I'm looking for this radio show, man. Please send all that stuff to me, like diarrhea sounds. I don't know, like pussy squirting, like sex sounds or something like that, like a juicy pussy squirt sound or something. I don't know. Send me anything you want. It's cool. I like to.
Hey, quease. You want quease?
Just freeway with a couple bigger chicks. I can give you that sound effect. I recorded it.
Yeah, send that down and send that over. I like how you say bigger chicks.
Girls, I did it. Not only what that sounds like, you know what that smells like? Insane.
Yeah, I know. I do know what that smells like. Sometimes, I don't know. Like I'm like proud of my own smells, but when I smell somebody else's smells, I'm disgusted. It's disgusting.
You know what? Having sex with two huge chicks sounds like and smells like?
What's that?
No, I'm asking you. You said you knew what that sounded like.
No, I didn't say that. No,
I haven't. Oh, because I was just telling you that I had a freeway with two big girls.
Wow.
I wanted to send you those sound clips.
When so this was the other night, so this is like a fresh sound clip you're going to send us?
Fresh sound clip, man, and it was in the tub, so you got some...
So you had two big girls in there in the tub? Was this like a big like spa kind of tub or what?
Yeah, it was. It was like a bubble bath, a big bubble bath tub.
Like Scarface's bubble bath or like a regular...
Like Scarface bubble bath, right.
Dang. Be hanging out with like rich, big... girls or what?
Well, I'm not rich, but they definitely were.
And, so, like, when they got in the tub, like, did the water, like, raise and you thought it was going to overfill? And it was, like, right at the line?
Well, it was a little difficult for me at the time because you know how it is with super hot water and you've been drinking whiskey.
Yeah, you get kind of dizzy in there.
Like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I got it done, man. But it's been a while since I've had sex with a big girl.
Wow. So what was that like? Like, what's the difference? Like, you know, like, were you, like, holding on to her folds or were you fucking her folds?
No, to be honest with you, I was holding on to the edge of the tub so I wouldn't slip down.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. On the edge of the tub and having sex with one of them.
Now, when you say big women, like, how big are they? Like, how many fold layers? Like, how many stories? Like, if we're thinking about, like, folds, how many story folds?
I'm not saying they were big, like, Dumbo big, but, I mean, they were big, like, they were much thicker than what I usually expected.
I see.
How many chins, Ian? How many chins?
Yeah.
How many chins is what you're asking?
Yeah.
Two. You know, two chins.
Now, did you have to lift anything to get access to it? Like, did you have to lift the gun or a roll or anything? Like, did you enjoy it?
No, it was actually miserable. Yeah,
interesting. Oh, you didn't like it. Some guys like it. That's just not your thing, right? I mean, you're not trying to be like a fattest or anything. Like you're not like looking down on fats, right?
No, I was really hammered, and they were giving me a place to stay, so I had to.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, you do them little favors. You know what I mean? You got to pay your way, Ian. That's good. Right, I'm glad you did that.
No way. Yeah, I didn't mean to draw you off the subject.
No, it's cool. People like to masturbate to this show, actually. People are into masturbating when they listen to this show.
Next, it's live.
Yeah.
It's live.
People
are
listening right now, and their dicks are hard or their pussies are wet, depending on what sex they are. They're masturbating. They're enjoying it. They like the story, man. I want to masturbate right now, but I'm embarrassed because Lightning Woodcock is here, and he's about to play another song.
Lightning don't give a shit.
So I just whip it out? All right, cool. Maybe I'll just whip it out in the middle of the song. Maybe I'll feel, like, inspired.
Slow it out, man.
Well, cool, hey. Ian. Thanks for calling, man. I appreciate you calling. And this is Ian, the owner of Suicide King Records, and you just signed Lightning Woodcock. All right, and very good job. That's a really good job.
Hi, guys. See you later.
That's good, man.
Thanks, Ian.
Good to hear. I can't wait to hear the album, man. That's going to be fucking awesome. Cool. We just heard Jesus Help Me, right? But after that, we heard one of your son's songs from... your son is in a band called The Leaking Pigs.
Yes, he is. Leaking Pigs.
And we heard Untitled.
Yeah, that's a fucking really thought-provoking title.
You don't like that title.
I gotta say, aside from the fact that I am, you know, Wolf's dad, I am a fan of his band. I do like them a lot.
Man. Yeah,
but yeah, that title ain't, you know, I think they had like a MP3 that was called a Fuzzy Handcuffs as a joke because they still didn't have a title, you know, and then they still went with Untitled. I was like, fuck it, call Fuzzy
it
Handcuffs. Yeah, they did. Yeah, he follows his own. He don't listen to me. You know, I don't even bother trying to give him suggestions because.
Would you listen to you if you were him?
No, fuck no. I'd be like, oh, you dad, I'm gonna smoke you.
He's got to think that. I know his friends got to think that he has a cool dad though.
Yeah, he's aware of that. You know, yeah. I remind him on a daily basis. I'll kick his ass.
Yeah,
know? Yeah. He's gonna recognize.
Do you spare the rod, spoil the child?
Honestly, he's the greatest. Anybody who knows him knows that he has only like good bones in his body, you know.
So in other words, you never beat your kid, right? You're gonna come out on the show and say that
I ain't gonna say I never beat my kid. You know, there's a reason why he's so fucking good.
Was it like Mommy Dearest style when you get the metal hangers?
No, not like when, it's not like when we were growing up. Goddamn, I don't know how old you are, but when I was growing up, it was ass beatings every, you know, whenever you know they determined it was appropriate.
And it could be with anything.
Smart ass, get over here.
Yeah, they would use anything on you too. Like it could be like a sandal, it could be a stick, it could be a broom, it could be like something like. Retarded, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, you know.
Slap you in the face with a dildo or something. Pap, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't cool, but I, all the same, you know, Lightning's happy that I didn't turn out like some of these sissy fags I see nowadays that, you know, fucking retarded, fucking. Can I say sissy fags on the air? I mean, that's not very politically
like
correct, you know. But
no, actually, that was my nickname.
Yeah, retarded.
In second grade, like they would call me that. And then I had to rise up and like fight everybody and won some, win some, lose some, you know. And then they stop calling you sissy fag after you break their nose.
Yeah, they do. Sounds like we could do some Robin Trower or shit. When I come on here, I like to pay a little homage to some of the, you know, the blues ancestors that are indigenous here to Los Angeles. And Frank Zappa is one of Lightning's favorites, you know, as he should be everybody's, you know. Man wrote great music of all genres, but of course, many wonderful blues songs.
This my is one favorite of, Frank Zappa album is Hot Rats.
Hot Rats is fantastic.
I like that one.
Yeah, not a whole lot of blues on Hot Rats, but, you know, the music on there is incredible.
When you're an acid.
There's blues players, you know.
When you're on acid, you don't even know what's going on.
That's right.
You don't even know what kind of music is what. And I don't know.
Yeah. Hit the fan. type for begging. I am not the type to plead. If she don't change those evil ways, I'm gonna make her bleed. She can scream and she can holler, bang her head all along the wall. She don't give me what I want, she gonna have no head at all. Bamboozle my love. Says she fooled around too long. Bamboozle my love. Says she fooled around too long. She's buried underneath the goddamn lawn. Tell you, she's buried underneath the lawn, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you. Wow. Bamboozled by Love. You're written by Frank Zappa. I love that song. Yeah. Yeah.
I think I like it better when you play it.
No, no, you know.
When Frank Zappa plays it, it sounds like shit.
Bullshit. I'm spitting words, goddammit, Vince. Say, hey, don't talk shit about Zappa, you know. Lightning will turn this table over in a second, goddammit.
I like you better than Frank Zappa. I will fight you right now for that. For you,
I'll fight you on that too, goddammit.
I'll fight you for you for, because I'm saying you're better than Frank Zappa on that song. On that song. Let's even it out.
Well, you know, Lightning says you probably haven't heard enough versions of that song to know that, you know, you're absolutely incorrect.
There's another guy who did it?
No, Zappa did it many different ways, you know, as he did with a lot of his songs.
What do you think he would say about the way music is if he wasn't attacked by cancer, and if cancer didn't eat his whole body up and make him die? What do you think, like, he would be doing?
Vince, come on. Lightning's got too much on my own mind to be contemplating what the hell Frank Zappa's going to think or say,
I wonder,
15
you know,
years, like, 20 years after motherfucker died.
Because you think about, like, Jimi Hendrix died, he was in his early 20s, right?
27, yeah.
So a guy like that, though, but, like, imagine, like, if he would, like, still be alive, like, it'd probably be worse because he'd probably be consumed by drugs, and then, like, if he was still alive right now, he'd probably be, like, all fat and, like, not able to play and, like, he'd have a stroke or something, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
it's probably better that he just got chopped down in his early years, right? And
who,
then he became
Hendrix?
He became a legend.
I don't follow you. I'm high. Sorry. It's Hendrix.
Yeah.
Now, you know, that was a tragedy, goddamn.
Would he be a joke right now, in other words?
I doubt it. No? I doubt it. No. I can't imagine that, you know.
I'm not a big Hendrix fan, you know? I'm going to come out right now and I'm going to say that. But, I mean, I do like Jimi Hendrix, and I could see why he's so great.
Yeah.
But I never had the money to go and buy no Jimi Hendrix or, you know, I was just kind of into
Well, you know, else. Spotify, you can listen to all that shit for free.
They didn't have Spotify when it was in my formative years.
So it's never
I'm
too late.
I'm actually a really lame person.
It's never too late to be cool enough to like Hendrix. I'll tell you that now.
Yeah, I'm going
to
start. I'm going to get on a BitTorrent. Have you heard about these things? And on BitTorrents, you can get free shit. You know, I encourage people to do that.
Yeah.
You know, if the FCC is listening right now, you can suck our fucking balls.
Yeah.
We do what we want to do. Okay.
That's right.
You can't do shit to us. You know?
Like our ain't
I. You're not even listening. I bet they are. Do you think the, like, everything that goes out, like, is heard?
By Big Brother?
Yeah, by Big Brother. Is it monitored?
Yeah, probably not. You know, who knows?
I hope
knows?
Not.
I doubt it.
I don't care. Fuck it.
Who gives a shit? Either it is or it isn't. It ain't gonna, change anything until we get, led down the hall with a, fucking bag over our heads and fucking, chains.
Getting cattle prodded.
Yeah, like in Brazil, you know.
Well, hey, let's take a break and...
Oh, good. Lightning wants to smoke some shit.
Yeah, man. Let's go smoke some actual shit, you know? We're gonna smoke some shit and we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod. Are you guys ready? All right.
Sweetwater police say they welcome some of the panel's recommendations, but money will be a key factor as to whether or not they'll be implemented. But one thing money can't buy is your mama. She's for free, and everybody knows it. Robert Gilmartin, News Center 7, Sweetwater.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Well, I remember when I was 8 years old, I was playing in the park one day, and this is what happened.
Hey, little boy, look over here.
Happened?
Well, this man came up to me and he opened his coat and his pants were unzipped and I could see his penis.
www.skidrow.la. Are you FAA or FCC?
We're DIY.
DIY? What's that mean?
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
Once again, it's Christmas. It's my least favorite time of year. Ain't got the spirit. Ain't got no holiday cheer. Kids are getting any presents this year. Cause I spent all the Christmas money on drugs and beer. Christmas time is depressing unless we are undressing. Baby, can you do a favor for me? Some compensation. Girl, won't you fuck me for free? I just can't avoid feeling mad and paranoid. It's a conspiracy, I believe. All the sheep will do their part. Lining up at the Walmart from Black Friday through Christmas Eve. I'm gonna convert before Christmas to a Jew or Jehovah's Witness. Satanists and atheists don't get reprieved. Hunger. Christmas carols, ain't gonna wear no gay apparel. Christmas Christmas gives lightning the goddamn blues.
Hi, this is WizWars. You're listening to the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la.
Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. All right. Lightning is outside having a smoke. Yeah, he wanted to have a break. It gets hot in here. It's hot in here. I was just talking with Bonnie.
Hello.
And we were talking about you playing in Nashville Pussy.
Yes.
You are playing with Nashville Pussy right now.
Yes, I am. I'm playing with Nashville Pussy.
How fucking excited are you?
It's been amazing.
How many shows have you played with them so far?
I think maybe around 60 or so. We did about 15 countries on the last tour.
Already?
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, we did a U.S. tour.
That's more shows than I play with the Mormons. Just kidding. We've played like 500 and some shows already. But already 60 shows.
Yeah.
You're fucking lucky. You got to go and do stuff that I wanted to do. I'm too old now. I'm not going to be able to do it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think what it might actually be 80 shows. I thought I forgot about another tour.
So you went to Europe. What was that like?
Great. It's actually, I went to Europe twice with the band this year. Mm-hmm. All across Europe. It's been amazing. People really appreciate them and have been longtime fans and supportive of the band. And it's been amazing to share the stage with them. And, you know, I grew up with them, basically. And yeah.
Awesome.
We did a US
tour.
So
you're like living your own dream, right? This is like your dream to step into a band and like fill in and play and get to play a whole bunch of shows with a band that you like.
Yes.
Since you were like in high school or something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. I met the band when they first started off.
They like breathe fire and shit, right?
Well, the original bass player did, yeah. Corey did. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they don't breathe fire anymore?
No.
She doesn't breathe fire? Is that what happened? She burnt her throat?
That was the original bass player, yeah. Corey, yeah. I'm too short to breathe fire or something, I don't know.
All right. You know, you should probably get like just some alcohol and light something on fire. I don't know.
Great,
but you don't
want to
overstep. Yeah, you don't want to overstep. You know? So that's cool. Nashville Pussy. That's a cool band. I mean, I like that band. I heard about them from one of our supervisors. Me and Patrick were working at a place called DVD Express, and one of our supervisors was a music distributor. He distributed punk albums and shit, and he had like a Nashville Pussy CD, and I got to hear it. I'm like, wow, that's a cool band, and they've been around for a long time.
Yeah.
And you're playing with them at the Viper Room, right? Coming up on when?
Yeah,
February 1st.
February 1st.
Okay. Yeah. Are you going to be able to put me and Lightning Woodcock and Jeremy and Nicholas on the guest list?
I think so.
The whole More Music Radio Pod crew.
You know, you and Lightning for sure. Y'all a family at this point.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Lightning and I, we have some roots.
Yeah.
Man, we jammed.
I like we're talking tour cousins. We toured.
Yeah. With my first drummer in my first band from when I was 14. Wow. We shared him.
Yeah. Yeah, like a hooker.
We passed him. We're like, we're done. Okay, here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor guy got passed around back and over every night.
So you guys got the same diseases.
He was also the only one that got paid on that tour. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. He's the one that he had money up. That's for sure. You know, like Lightning showed up on a tour and he's like, yeah, see, here's $10. I'll give you more money when we get paid. And I was like, oh, fuck. Excuse me. Can I say that word here?
You cannot cuss on these airwaves.
I'm sorry.
If people hear that, we're going to get in huge trouble.
And so,
Jeremy,
you know,
we're going to have to edit that out.
Dude, that's like a $50,000 fine
from
the FCC.
Can you please stop the reel-to-reel tape and get out the splicer? We're going to splice that, and we're going to use splicing tape.
Replace it with cunt. Let's put cunt in its place.
Right.
So, you know, Nashville Pussy winds up touring with ZZ Top.
Broke
as all hell. I got $10 in my pocket, and I was like, I'm pulling a Lightning Woodcock. I am showing up on tour with $10 in my pocket. This is awesome. I told him that, though.
God damn. So you played with Nashville Pussy and opening up for ZZ Top.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Isn't that killer?
What do you think about that, Lightning?
I'm really thrilled for her. That's a great thing.
I'm thrilled for her, too. I mean, I'm really happy that that's happened.
Fuck
I'm also very jealous.
Oh, yeah.
It makes me feel bad about myself.
Oh.
I feel really bad, and I hate everything, and I think I'm going to go into work tomorrow with a gun and shoot everybody. Okay?
Oh.
No, I'm really happy for you. That is fucking awesome.
It's amazing.
That's it was cool. Amazing. I couldn't believe it. My wildest dreams. That'd be
Jesus Christ.
Playing on the stage right before ZZ Top plays and watching ZZ Top every night after I've been done playing. It would feel like 5 minutes while we're on stage. Every night, everyone was like, oh
so
my
you can
gosh.
Pretty much tell everybody in your life that has fucking treated you like crap to suck your dick, pretty much, right?
Yes, absolutely.
God damn, that's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I will be there February 1st. At the Viper Room.
Yeah.
I will make an exception to go to that place. Okay? We played there a few times. It's cool. It's just the trick is to make sure that you have like a guest list and they pay for your parking right there in the little parking lot right there. You could haggle over there. But it's a night. They got good sound, bad attitude sometimes. You know? It's Hollywood.
It's Hollywood. You get out of it what you put into it. You
right.
know? Yeah. I've yet to go there and be nice and have them be shitty, you know.
Have they been cool to you?
I'm friends with everyone at the Viper. They're very nice people.
I think they've been swell too.
I'm going to say that what Vin said is not necessarily the opinion of Lightning Woodcocker. I have a very good relationship with those folks. There has been a couple times that
there have been a couple of them that act like
although I do remember
suckers,
the last time I played like there, heads. I think I paid $40 in parking ticket because so that
you don't have
good.
The best memories sometimes when you come at the end of the night in Hollywood, you know. West Hollywood, right? That's West Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, I'm talking the cops there are, like, fucking dicks. Like,
they're not cops. They're sheriffs. It's even, you
they're
know.
Sheriffs. That's right.
More hardcore.
Yeah. Sheriff deputies are there. And they love to give you a ticket. Now, I got a ticket once for... It wasn't even uphill. It was just, like, kind of the street was at a little bit of a slant.
You didn't turn
And I
your
got
wheels
a ticket. I didn't turn my fucking wheels to the fucking curb. And it wasn't even going to fucking roll down.
Yeah. That's some fascist shit they got going over there with the parking.
But I'll be there.
It's no better down here in downtown LA. It's just getting there to be as bad
or
worse.
I want Lightning to play the show. We need to pull some strings here and make this happen.
Yes, Viper Room.
Yes.
I was just kidding. It was probably just one of you guys were on a bad day.
Because I think Lightning Woodcock would be an appropriate opener for a national pussy.
Lightning agrees wholeheartedly, goddammit.
So why don't we call them up right now on the phone? We're going to call the Viper Room right now. And we're going to ask for the person. No, we're just kidding. But let's have them hear this or something. Or maybe they don't even have to hear it. One of you guys call them or something and we can make that happen. All right?
We'll work on it, goddammit.
Everybody call up the Viper Room and say that you want Lightning Woodcock to open up for Nashville Pussy. All right? Everybody
Absolutely.
Do that.
Hey, I'm going to get them on the phone, okay?
You're going to call Viper Room?
Yeah, so you can tell them to put Lightning Woodcock on.
Can we do that? Is that cool? Are you guys cool with that to call them up?
No.
No? Nah. No, we don't. I guess we don't want to fuck it up, but that, I mean, we could have done that.
You have to do it during office hours. What are you going to get
this
there?
This is our own brilliant idea right now. So,
you want to see what we get there? We won't talk about that. We'll just ask them what's going on over there?
I doubt that the management is working.
No? I don't know. We'll call them. We should crank call them. We won't. If we crank call him, we won't say this is Lightning Woodcock crank calling you right now.
No, go ahead. Crank call him. Say it's me, goddamn. I don't give a shit.
We should do a crank call. Do you guys want to do a crank call? Where should we call? You got anybody got any ideas? I hear the dial tone or just, there's something going on. I don't know. But anyway.
Room located at 8852.
Yeah, I guess there's nobody working, right? That was the Viper Room.
No, they're working, but they're running around serving drinks.
They're not answering
and,
the
know,
phone. They're not waiting
sound
for our call.
And, You know, give an attitude at the door.
They're not waiting for the More Music Radio Pod to call them right now and get them on the line to get Lightning Woodcock to open up for Nashville Pussy.
Well, right, you know cool. what? Let's get out our phone book and find somebody who is waiting for that. You know?
All right, cool. Let's do it. I hear a dial tone. Are you calling somebody?
His phone's ringing.
Are you calling somebody, Jeremy? Jeremy's calling somebody, but he's not telling me who it is. Yeah, all right. So what's up, man? We still got some time left in the show.
We do. Did you play Lightning's Christmas song yet? Or is that coming later in the show?
I think we played that.
Did you?
Yeah, I think we played it already.
Just after the, what was your band's name?
The Dyslexics.
The Dyslexics.
Yeah, way back in the day, when we were younger, we had a band called the Dyslexics.
So that was like a year before the Mormons?
No, actually, that was a couple years before.
Yeah.
I think the Dyslexics stopped like in. Actually, the last show that we played was like the worst show we ever played ever. This was after our original bass player quit, and then we tried to replace him, and then so we got some guy who used to play guitar for us to play bass for us, and then me and Patrick took acid, and so we were frying, and it was like the worst show ever, and like the drum set I was playing was like a really wonky drum set, and we got stranded over in La Crescenta, and I was frying on acid, and that was our last show, and it was terrible.
Yeah, it's no fun when you got shit like that attached to, you know, hallucinogenic experiences.
But when it was working good, I mean, we recorded that, and that was a song that you heard from our band, the Dyslexics. And I want to also mention that we heard your son's song, Untitled, right?
Yeah.
And before that, we heard your song, Jesus Help Me. See, I always just play the songs, and I never, like, say what songs are playing, so I'm trying to be a better radio person. But I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I know. I think we talk about that every time I come here.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
I feel like I'm the police here telling you, like, what did you play? What was that?
Yeah. You've been here. This is your third time here, right? So, like, how do you think? I mean, now this is your third time. Have I gotten better? I mean, is it a better...
You're doing great. It's the the people that stop showing up that ain't doing so good, you know? Those people I'm a little disappointed in.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, like Dan and stuff, right? Maybe Dan is this thing right now. Dan. How you been, man? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Dan, I miss you. Months.
Yeah. Bonnie's here. She says hello. Lightning's here.
Hey, Dan.
We hope you're listening. I know you're on your adventure right now. But hopefully we'll be talking to you soon. Maybe we should call Dan. Should we call Dan?
Let's call him up, man. Give me his number and I'll call him on the phone.
Let me see. Maybe we can call him.
Okay. Yeah, give him a
buzz. Do you think he'll get upset, though, or something?
How do you work this thing right here where I tell you, where I can give you the number? I don't think he'll get upset. Why would Dan get upset?
I don't know. He'd be like, "You're interrupting my
solitude."
What if
he's boning down or something? You know, what if he's boning down?
Then he ain't gonna answer.
Yeah, don't answer.
Make the call extra interesting.
You know what? He probably would answer though, just to be funny or something. He'd answer if he was like pumping away. I want to give you this number, but I don't know how to put it in the thing.
Hold on, let me figure that out right quick.
Hey, Bonnie, can you go and give him this thing?
So you haven't talked to Dan in a while? You don't stay in touch?
I haven't talked to him.
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him in a little while.
Yeah, we lost Ryan Wilson earlier this year. That's how we wound up with Johnny Lord.
It sucks to lose people, man. Especially like good musicians. It sucks to lose them.
Yeah.
Sometimes they just get tired of your shit. Is that what happened to you?
Yeah, pretty much, I guess. You know, yeah. I mean, I don't know if it was, you know, how connected it was. The last, He quit the night that I was frying on some shrooms over at Down and Out.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. I don't think it had anything to do with that, or maybe it did. I heard a recording of the performance, and it was pretty good. So I don't think it had much to do with that. But, you know, he moved on to other project, you know. He's been playing with a pop.
It's like breaking up with a girl, chick. Kind of, right? I mean, let's be honest. That's what it's like, right?
Usually it is, yeah.
Yeah, it's like you see them, and then you see them with their new band, you know, quote-unquote band. And then, you know, you're like, oh, well, I'm really happy for you, you know? And, yeah, that's what it's like, you know? And, like, I don't know if Dan is, like, you know, seeing any other bands right now or anything, or if he's just kind of trying to get his head straight.
You're not going to wear that Jonas Brothers backpack with that other band, are you?
Yeah. Are you gonna wear your tie with your other band, your new band? Oh, okay. That's the one that I got you. All right.
But Dan already had another band. What was his other band called?
Danger Roscoe. That's
Danger
right.
Roscoe,
yeah. He had his... Dan, see, that's the thing, man. Like, Dan is a... He's going to keep doing his thing, and like you'll see Dan out there and stuff. You know, Danger Roscoe was his band. And before that, he was in Flashing 12, which was back in Mr. T's Bowl day, when it was cool, when it was alive and living. Yeah, he had a band called Flashing 12. Like, Dan's always out there. Dan's always doing stuff. Are we going to try to give him a call right now? All right.
Hey, let's call Dan right now.
Let's see what he's up to. I don't know. I was thinking about doing this, and I don't know if he'd get mad, but I mean, we're just calling to say hello, right? He was on this show. He knows we do shit like this sometimes. We will call people up or something, you know. A couple weeks ago, we called up David Lieberhart, and he was already asleep. All right, it's ringing. Let's see if he picks up. The former co-host of the More Music Radio Pod. We're gonna see what's. I haven't talked to him in a while. I've been meaning to call him, but maybe I should call him right now.
You gonna leave him a message if you don't pick up?
Yeah, well, let's leave him a message. We'll tell him hello.
Don't ever call me.
Hey, what's going on, Dan? How you doing, man?
Well, there you go.
Oh shit, was that his answer machine? Call him again.
Are you sure? Call him again?
Yeah, maybe that was his. Well, turn that off. First of all, turn
I'll
that
call
off
again,
because that was annoying. That was like going to drive me crazy.
That
right
hurt
now.
Lightning's dick real
maybe
bad.
I was wondering if that's like Dan's like answering machine or if he was really pissed off. Either way, it's funny. Either way, I think that's funny. Let's see if we get the same answer machine, if that's going to be his. Just...
I don't think that was an answer machine, goddammit.
Really? You think he's really mad? Wow. Maybe he's listening right now. He's
maybe
like,
he really was boning.
He was really boning down. Don't ever. Why, is he always boning? He always have his dick into something? Let me see. We're calling him right now? Okay. That means to insert a quarter. We got a payphone over here. I wonder, was that his answer machine?
Fuck you on.
Hey, what's up, man? Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Yo.
What up, Dan?
Hey, Dan, we're here. Lightning Woodcock's here. We just want to say hi.
Yeah, we come in peace, man. We didn't call it.
Damn. Wow. Can you believe that? Wow, Dan was mad. What? Why is it? It's only 11:50 at night. I mean, he's usually up. I don't know.
Yeah, man. So what did you do? Or like you and him not cool?
I don't know.
What was that all about?
I don't know. That's weird. Isn't that weird?
Super weird.
Do you guys feel bad?
I feel awkward.
I feel kind of like, what? Why be upset? Like,
I'm highly entertained, actually. That's the best part of this show.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
yeah. That's the best thing I heard all night.
Wow. That's weird. Huh. All right. Well, you know, sometimes people quit bands and stuff, you know? And like, I guess you can see that sometimes things don't work out exactly.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Happens every day, goddammit.
I wonder what it was. Have you ever had that? Have you ever got that before? I mean, I know you've got that before, right?
Sure, yeah.
Dang, what happened?
Who knows?
I never did anything to him. I feel sad. Sad that, you know, I'm not like going to like kill myself or anything, you know, or I'm not going to take a gun into work and shoot everybody. I was just kidding about that. But like, that sucks, right?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, well.
It's normal. It's normal shit, man.
I guess move on.
Yeah. Move
on. Maybe he was just like sleeping. You know?
No, he knew it was you. He was wide awake, goddammit. Yeah. He don't want to hear from you.
Well, this isn't my number.
What the fuck did you do, Vince?
I didn't do anything.
He knows the studio's number, dude.
Of course he does.
What do you think? Did you sense anything, Nick? You were here when he was here. Was there anything weird going on?
Nah, he just seemed like the last few episodes he was on, he seemed stressed out or tired, but of stuff in his own personal life, you know. If it's ever anything like that, it's something that's going on with that person, not they don't like working with you anymore. Perhaps he's just got stuff going on in his own life. I mean, didn't he get that ticket in Utah?
I like Nick because he's very sensible. Like, he will be like, he's like very clear. Like, he'll be like, nah, this is what happened. Like, that's what I notice about him. Like,
why don't you get Nick to play drums for you?
I know, Nick's a drummer.
I'm down the tryout, man. I am a drummer.
I knew it. So I just
am kind of rusty right now, but I'm sure I could wing it and I'm capable of it.
Well, if you're as good as Dan, then maybe we can talk about it or something. Well, you know, we're working with somebody to play drums. Wow, that's really weird. That, like, I'm like,
well, I'm kind of dating somebody.
That's what it is, huh? That's what it is. Maybe he's like dating another band or something.
Or maybe he's jealous you're dating another drummer.
Maybe that's it. But why would he be jealous? I mean, what, were we not supposed to play anymore in our band? I don't know. Well, that sucks. I mean, maybe he's just like, hey, well, I don't know. Maybe we'll try to call him again right now.
I don't know about that, dude. I don't know why he would be upset, but...
Wow.
That was weird.
That was pretty weird.
That was weird, right. Yeah.
Cool. Well, at least I'm not the only one who thinks that. Wow, shit. I don't know what I... Hey, man, I don't know. Sometimes, like, people just do not like me. I don't know what it is. Like, I think, like, I get under people's skin, especially when you have to, like, work with me or something. Like, I have the best intentions, but sometimes people are just like, fuck that guy. You know what I mean? And then, like, it'll be something, like, I don't realize. Like, it might have been, like, something I said or something, like, in a weird way, and I find out, like, way later, like, what it was, and I'm just like, oh, well, fuck you, that's so stupid. You were mad at me for that? Fuck off. You know what I mean? That sucks. But anyway, I don't know. What are you going to do? Number 19.
Keep on rocking.
We're looking for number 19. We're looking at number 19 right now.
Special number 19.
You're 19th member?
Yeah, we're looking for our 19th member of the moment.
I'm right up there, too. I'm right at 1920, something like that. Yeah.
Wow. Have you had any worse than this? I mean, actually, I've had worse where people quit. Like, it's in really bad, on really bad terms. But, like, have you had anything, like, worse? Like, anybody, like, cuss you out or anything like that? Dan was about to cuss me out, but I don't know what it was.
Not that I can recall, you know, maybe behind my back or something.
Yeah.
Usually, when people stop playing with me, it's usually very friendly.
Huh.
And friendly
that.
Terms.
So it's not like that, right?
No, it's not like that at all. Not at all. In fact, you know, like the situation I'm facing right now, it has nothing to do with, you know, anything other than people just need, you know, better shit going on in their lives, you know?
You know what,
taking
though?
Taking on a night job.
As bad as that sounded, I got to be honest, like, I'm not surprised, you know? Like, people
well, now
just
you guys
don't
have closure,
surprise me
you know?
Anymore.
You got closure.
Yeah. Well, that's
don't
a pretty good closure.
Me.
Yeah.
Don't ever
call
fucking
me.
Call me.
Yeah.
That's closure.
Yeah, he was number 18, but I thought your guys' love was special.
Yeah, that's what I thought
did.
Too.
Well, hey, because what did he say the second time? Did he say like "fuck you, Holmes"? He said "fuck USA" or "fuck you, Holmes."
Did he say that?
Yeah.
No, he said "what do you want?"
No, the second time he said "fuck you, Holmes."
Did he say that?
I swear, I'm pretty sure he said that.
He doesn't talk like that. Dan doesn't say that.
Well, tape won't lie.
Dan,
we'll hear,
I never
we'll
heard...
hear back what he said.
Yeah, we got it recorded, man.
Splice that tape off and let's hear that again. Wow, man. Well, hey, you heard it here on the More Music Radio Pod. Sometimes you don't get along. What do you know? You know? I don't know. Playing a band, sometimes that happens. Do anything with anybody. Sometimes things don't work out.
What about Patrick? How about we call him?
I'm afraid to call him. Should we call Patrick?
Why would you be afraid to call Patrick? That's like one of your best friends.
Let's call
right?
Joe Jimenez.
Well, Joe would be all right. I think Joe. Wouldn't it be cool if we called everybody?
Let's
just
call
to
every
call
past
Patrick.
Member of the Mormons.
This is going to be a good game. Maybe we can call ex-members of the Mormons.
All right,
and we could see if, like, we can guess. Like, you can bet. Like, well, I'm gonna bet that he hates Vince. Okay, that's a good bet. Sometimes you might be wrong too, you know? Like,
yeah.
Some people do like me, believe it or not. You know, I don't know. Forget it. Hey, you know what? Let's play these songs and we'll come back on the More Music Radio
podcast. What's coming up here?
We're going to listen to some Mentors and we're going to listen to a holiday song.
Fun.
For the Jewish
that's
people.
That's a great combo.
It's Hanukkah time. So here's the Mentors on the More Music Radio Pod. We'll be back. Wow. Dan does not like me. God damn. Suck.
Hi. God damn it. This is Jim Schrader. You're listening to the More Music Radio Program.
Fucked up.
On Skin Room.
Shit happens, man.
Sorry, Dan.
LA.
Talk to you later, homie. Bye.
Mickey Jr.
All right, cool. Can you say your name and you are and then say and you are listening to Skid Row.LA.
Charles Brooks listening to Skid Row.LA.
My name is Gil Cerezo from the band Kinky, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod.
Call Patrick up. The fuck? Hold on a second. Hey, what's going on? Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. My cans are fucked up. Hold on, give me a second.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking if Nick can't drum for you, you can always hit up Ryan Wilson. He loved you guys.
Oh yeah, that's right. We can call Ryan Wilson. We can, you know, swap. You know what I mean? We can, like, you know, we're gonna get your sloppy seconds though. You know what I'm saying? Wow. I wonder if Patrick's gonna answer all pissed off. Don't ever fucking call me. I think is that what he said, right? God damn.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice
message.
No love.
He's probably like, yeah, no love tonight on More Music Radio Pod, except from Lightning Woodcock. And I really appreciate Lightning for coming down on the More Music Radio Pod tonight.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
God dang. Sorry you had to hear that.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I don't know what you're talking about. Do not apologize to me.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I did.
It's kind of hard for me to...
I'm enjoying your discomfort now too. I mean,
it's uncomfortable. Like, I really like want to like punch him in the face right now. Like, I fucking, well, because you know how like when you put up with a lot of stuff, you know, whatever, and then like when someone else isn't trying, you know, or didn't try, and then you're just like, well, fuck you then, motherfucker. You're a fucking dick as well. You know what I mean? Like, let's be honest. Sorry. I don't know. I don't know what to tell anybody, you know? This is me, and this is what it is like to work with me, and we welcome you into our band, number 19. Welcome to the Mormons, the band, where you can hate me and then quit the band if you want. Or you can be in the band and hate me.
Are you the only person that's been in the whole time, or...
No, it's been me and Patrick are the founding members of the Mormons.
Okay.
We started the band off with...
So it's y'all two and 16 other motherfuckers.
There was another guy that started with us, Ryan, a real good friend Ryan. He really good drummer. Fucking probably the best drummer we've ever played with. And that was cool. And then when he quit, there was one of the founding members, you know. Sucks. It's sad, kind of, but it's like, you know, when you've been going through this over and over again, you kind of like get numb and you kind of don't care and you kind of just want to move on and shit. And I'm, for one, I want to move on. Let's move on from this. And we've talked about it before as a band and stuff. And it's just like, you know what? The guy's gone. You know, it's he's a good drummer. We had a lot of fun. But then also, you know, we don't have to put up with the stuff we didn't like either. So, you know, it's cool. Fine. That's cool. You don't want to talk to me? What did he say? He said Holmes. Don't call me Holmes.
That's what I thought he said, but
what did you think he said?
I thought he said fuck you Holmes or fuck you SA or something.
You
want to
say fuck you Holmes? All right.
I don't know what he said all though.
Right. Fuck me? All right, Holmes. Fuck you Holmes. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Nick's backpedaling now.
That's right. You take your weed ticket, and you know what you can do with that. Violate your probation. I hope you get violated. Just kidding. Anyway, I don't know. I just get mad. When people get mad at me, I get mad. That's reactionary. But anyway, I really got to be honest, and I had a good time playing with Dan and whatever. If he didn't like it, whatever.
Okay. I'm sure he loved it. I mean, I'm not sure, but, you know, every time I was in here, Dan seemed like he was having you're a not good
sure.
time.
You know? After hearing that, that makes you not sure, right? You're like, well, I thought he liked it.
Well, I thought your guys' love was beautiful. If it died, I'm really sad about it.
Yeah, well, it's dead. It's dead. From death comes life, right? From the rotting corpse, it gives nutrients to the soil, and zygotes are formed, and plants come out of the ground, and new life.
When God closes a birth canal, he opens up a gaping anus, you know? It's going to be fine, dude.
It'll be all right. Well, what are you going to do? So that was Dan in the Mormons and on the More Music Radio Pod. And, you know, sometimes you don't really know when you've come to the end of something. But this is one of the times when you realize, like, wow, this is the end of something. That was the end of Dan being in the band and being on the More Music Radio Pod, and I'm glad you guys were here to hear that. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Cool.
It's fucking honor. Fucking honor.
Thanks, Dan, for not holding back and for...
And you have Bonnie, you know, a fucking real rock star here for it, too. I mean, that's killer, dude.
Yeah, I know. Totally overshadowed the fact that she is playing with Nashville Pussy, you know?
Yeah, like, stole the show with your drama, dude. She's playing with Nashville Pussy. I got a new record coming out, and you're fucking over there moping about your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, very funny. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, so on this show tonight, we heard Lightning Woodcock. That was my highlight. That's what I liked about the show. This is what... I wanted Lightning Woodcock to come back on the More Music Radio Pod, play some songs. We forgot to talk about pussy, but that's okay. We can talk about pussy. I'm not in the mood. I'm not in the mood right now. You know, I'm a little bummed out. You know, a little sad. You know?
Yeah,
it's sad. You can laugh all you want. Cool. I don't care. That's fine. I'm not sweating it. You know, but Dan's gone.
It seems like your whole crew is gone, man. We come in here and you're all by yourself, all alone, that's all right. Lonesome and shit.
All lonesome.
It's a good thing you got Nick and Jeremy.
Well, I got Nick.
And
Nick's going to hang in there for a little bit. I think Nick will be there for a little while until maybe I might. Because Nick will sometimes, I don't know, I've been in here and sometimes Nick will get mad at me and stuff. And he'll like.
Not even. If I get mad, it's for a brief second, then I get over it.
See? He gets over it.
You gotta get over stuff and always move forward, man.
Yeah, move forward.
It's gonna be good.
Well, cool. I don't know. We are listening to some Sonny Rollins right now. This is Teardown music. That means that this is the end of the show. Remember Mr. T's Bowl?
I know it sounds even more like college radio now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember Mr. T's Bowl.
You were, I actually saw a picture of you in your one of your former bands. You were dressed up like a wrestler.
Yes.
Is that right?
We were wrestlers, goddammit.
That's right. What was the name of that band?
Foreign Object.
Foreign Object. And I saw a picture of you guys in front of the original Mr. T's Bowl stage mural. Remember? It was the T-Zone. Remember that? Back in the day. Arlo, if you're listening, what's going on? If you've been listening, you know that Dan is not, like, down for the band or the show or probably just me.
So he got under your skin, goddammit.
This is now, Arlo, you got to choose. You're going to have to choose. In a breakup, you got to choose what side you're going to go with. Are you going to be on my side or are you going to be on Dan's side, Arlo? Okay. Remember, you come to our house to watch the Laker game, so if you want to keep watching the Laker game, guess which side you're going to have to lean towards, okay? I've known you longer, too, Arlo, okay? What side do you guys lean on? Can I ask you that? You know? It's a fair question.
Between you and Dan, I'm undecided at this point, you know?
I'm going to steal the line from the new show, It's a Fair Question, on Skid Row Studios. Vic Cohen says that all the time. Hopefully, he'll be on the More Music Radio Pod. But it's a fair question. Which side do you guys land on? Lightning. Let's hear from you.
You're talking about between you and Dan, goddammit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Dan had a pretty snappy fucking line when he said, don't ever fucking call me. I got to give him a few points for that.
That was pretty good.
It was good. And then, you know, but you called him right back, so.
Yeah. And then he was like, what do you want? Like, it's torturing him.
Yeah. I don't see any reason.
And then he said, hey, don't ever call me again, Holmes.
Who knows what he said for sure?
This fuck you, Holmes.
That's what I thought he said, but.
Fuck you,
that's what the drummer who wants to be your drummer is saying.
Nick. Did you hear what he said? Fuck you, Holmes.
Nick, I want to hear from you. What side do you land on?
Imagine if he didn't really say that and I totally just imagined it or something like
that. You totally imagined it and then it, through your imagination it went inside the computer, inside the radio station and came through?
Hey, we'll find out when the rebroadcast airs and you happen to catch it and can listen to it whenever.
Oh, man, that's one of the things that I'm going to be able to listen to over and over
again.
What
side am I on, man?
What side, man?
You guys are both cool, man. Yeah. I've got to be neutral and
neutral.
And something like
you
this.
You fucking pussy. Man.
I don't know.
You gotta choose
a
side. Come on, man.
He just fucking. I don't know, man.
All right.
I'll give you guys like a couple weeks at least.
I don't know. Who knows?
I got to do some more homework or some research.
Yeah. Let's see who's going to have a Christmas party next week with David Liebehart. And James Quall.
I got a couple questions for Dan. Can we call him again? And then I'll decide.
Yeah. So next week, if you guys are listening right now, next week on Thursday, December 20th, we're going to have a very merry More Music Radio Pod with David Liebehart, James Quall, and his wife Susan, and Adam Papagen, and I think Keith Coogan is going to come down and hang out with us, and it's going to be a Christmas party. It's going to be fun. Are you looking forward to it, Nick?
Hell yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have David back in the studio, man.
We're going to have some people who like me here.
Hey,
did you guys invite the Peanuts gang?
Yeah. Hopefully they don't fucking hate my guts either, but...
Tell David he has to bring some food this time since he, you know, took all the food with him last time and was, like, stashing pizza in his backpack.
That's right, David Ewer was stealing pizza. So anyway, next week, December 20th, Thursday, Skidrow.LA, we're going to have a Christmas show, More Music Radio Pod. Thank you, Lightning Woodcock, for coming back to the More Music Radio Pod.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for playing the single. You played a Christmas song, too?
We sure did.
You did that while I was out doing drugs?
This whole thing distracted us from it, and I apologize, but...
No, that's all right, you know.
It was fun. I liked it. Thank you. Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you, Lightning. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy, and thank you, everybody who does not hate me right now.
We got five minutes left?
No, well, actually, we're done.
We're done.
Yeah, later on. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.